This is the Daily Rundown brought to you by @JSportsPicks1 on Twitter. For this, we're going to give maybe a few times a week, we're going to cover the top games and give our thoughts on some good betting props and picks for you guys to bet on. It's going to be me hosting. I'm Jay and my friend. And yeah, hope you like it. First game we're going to cover for Thursday is Lakers versus Rockets. I'm going to pass it along to my friend C. He'll give his picks.
All right, so for Thursday, the 10th, I love the Rockets here, +5.5. Tuesday night, they lost. It was a close game, but I really liked how the Rockets played. LeBron and AD, do they have the ability to take over games and win it for the Lakers? But I do not trust the other guys on that team. I think the bench is not nearly as deep as the Rockets. I love the defensiveness of PJ Tucker, and I think that they have a great chance to lock them up. And you know James Harden can always hit his shots. A big piece in this is also Russell Westbrook. He needs to step up and play better. He played well last night, but we need to see it consistently because we haven't seen it earlier in the series.
I'm on the exact opposite. I got Lakers -5.5 all day. Let me tell you why. When the Lakers played the Rockets, in the fourth quarter, all LeBron had to do, run towards the basket, automatic bucket. Even when LeBron wasn't in the game, it wasn't close. Lakers all the way. The Rockets don't know how to stop them. Yeah, sure, they get Daniel House back. It's not going to make a difference. Lakers figured them out. Rockets don't have a chance. And so my pick is Lakers -5.5. The final and main game of Thursday is Thursday Night Football. You know, Kansas City Chiefs versus the Houston Texans. I'm going to pass it along yet again to my friend C. He's going to give one prop pick and one point spread pick.
So we're all very excited to have football back tomorrow. Big game to start off. We got Texans Chiefs. And I'm going with the underdog here. I like the Texans. I'm going to take the points, though, 9.5. I think that's a lot of points. I know the Chiefs added Clyde Edwards-Helaire and a few better pieces of the offense. But I really like Deshaun Watson after getting his new deal. I know they shipped out DeAndre Hopkins for a second-round pick and other conditional picks. But with the addition to Brandon Cooks, Will Fuller will be back. I think he's a huge deep threat for them. And also the addition to David Johnson, who is my prop bet at +200 to score a touchdown tomorrow. I think he'll be in the backfield a ton for the Texans. I don't like Duke Johnson as the backup. And I think he'll receive a ton of carries. Deshaun Watson has looked great in practice. And I'm really excited for the Texans tomorrow. The Chiefs are coming in a little overrated. So, again, Texans +9.5.
Listen, I disagree on that yet again. Chiefs -9.5 all day. And let me tell you why. The Chiefs aren't missing any pieces. I guess they're missing Damian Williams, but they replaced him with a much better Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They keep everyone on offense. Everything's the same. And the Texans, on the other hand, on offense, they have a new starting running back in Duke and David Johnson, who's been hurt the past few years. He's not the same guy. And they lost their best player on offense, DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, I guess Will Fuller can make a play here and there, but nah, Deshaun Watson doesn't have it. And my prop bet for that game is longest touchdown over 42.5. The Chiefs, many weapons. They have Mecole Hardman, can get an 80-yard touchdown in a second. Tyreek Hill as well. And Sammy Watkins. That's three guys. Patrick Mahomes can get it to them if they're open. And even on the Texans, Will Fuller, that's what he's known as. A touchdown threat, a long pass threat. Most of his catches, his average catch is well over 15 yards. He's always a threat to score. So there's at least four receivers on the field with every game a threat to score a long touchdown, so I think it's going to hit. Thanks for listening, and be sure to follow @JSportsPicks1 on Twitter if you liked it, and let's make some money.